Is there more to déjà vu than just our mind playing games with us? Of course there is. You have to check out the new action-adventure video game, Unknown 9 Awakening. You get to play as Haruna, a spiritually awakened heroine with the fantastic ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that is connected to our own. Her voice is gifted to us by the magical actress Anya Chalotra, who plays Yennefer on the Witcher series. In the game, Haruna is on a quest for powerful hidden knowledge and learns how to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to harness and channel its powers into our own world. But such great power does not go unnoticed. Because of her gifts, Haruna becomes a target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society. The Ascendants' goal? To use the fold to alter human history for their own benefit. Their confrontations take them all over the world, from the sands of Mauritania to the perilous Indian jungles, and even to the gothic landscapes of Portugal. Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2004 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/mystery. That's unknown9.com/mystery.
Actually, no, I hate birds.
That's one of my pets. If a man has, I won't date him. I am not dating a man with no bird. They are so loud and squawky, and no. Mm-mm. I don't even go to his house.
They are really loud.
I'll be friends with someone with a bird, but I ain't gonna date a man. There's a list of pets I have where if a man has them, I'm not even going to your house. Ferrets, birds, indoor rabbits, or rabbits in general. My rotten listeners will know why.
They poop a lot.
Why not ferrets?
They're gross. They're giant rats. I remember weasels.
A girl that used to live down the road from me when I was a kid, they had ferrets. No. And I loved to go to their house just so that I could play with ferrets.
Hell no. Gonna bite you.
They didn't bite me.
Bite you. Oh.
They were so cute.
They just let them roam. You'll be sitting on the couch and run out between your legs under the cat from under the... No.
Our aunt once had a monkey.
Yeah.
A monkey?
And it did bite you.
We have a picture of us, two little kids with a monkey and a diaper.
I have to see that. Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere.
Somebody needs to find that picture.
I believe it's framed.
It bit our mom once.
Yeah. She had to get rid of it because apparently primates, when they reach maturity, the males, they have to have like a female or they'll just sit there and... I'm trying to think of a clean word for it.
Hump you?
Stroke the monkey.
Oh.
And throw it at you. And Aunt Barbara, she's, you know, very religious, Pentecostal. And she's like, oh, no, we can't have this. That makes angels cry.
You know? Makes angels cry.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We got a couple postcards.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
I was with a man once. He had a rabbit. And in the middle of hanging out with him, it was biting my sock on my leg. I was like, what's... Oh, God, it's biting me.
Jeez.
So rabbits came on the list twice.
I can't get comfortable. I'm sitting on my shirt or something, and it's... There we go.
Did you put in a little special thing, Kim? Special thing. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You do know what I'm talking about?
A little plug?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who's got the remote today?
That was the wrong remote she was using to turn on the light.
For $39.99, you can control Kim's remote on Patreon.
Look how cute the front of this card is.
Ah. Now say that word.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm being attacked right now. Saguaro? Saguaro National Park.
Sure. Is that a rip in it, or is that one of those little emblems above the G?
I'm guessing that's just from like the processing from the post office.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like a Spanish word. You know how other...
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's Saguaro National Park.
Beautiful postcard.
Yeah, it says, a land of mysteries, a dry desert teeming with wildlife and dense plant life, and always the saguaros with arms reaching towards the blue sky. A rugged terrain beckons visitors to explore and discover. Saguaro National Park, a place to wander and wander. And we're probably not even saying it right.
Probably not. But it looks like a really cool place.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Looks a little bit like Joshua Tree.
Where's it at? What state?
It's got a Roadrunner.
Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
Yeah. Greetings, Shane, Josh, and Kim. I'm a Midwestern girl born in Cincinnati and relocated to Tucson, Arizona.
Jealous.
I love national parks, and so do I.
We all do.
I know. I love the desert and the Southwest where mysteries abound, and I love your podcasts. All three of you are a blessing and a joy. Love, Melissa M.
Oh, well, thank you, Melissa.
So sweet.
I'd love to live in Arizona, except for the politics.
We went out to Arizona as a team, and it was so nice. It was so hot.
I thought it was freezing. Of course, I was in booty shorts and a tank top. I wasn't
Josh
prepared
was looking for a man.
Our
postcard was freezing. Full now.
Yeah, it's looking good. It's looking real
good. I've heard of the Mile High Club, but never the Mile Deep Club at the Grand Canyon. You know? Off the top of my head right there.
It takes so long to get to the Grand Canyon from Vegas, doesn't it?
Yes. How long was that? Drive. Do you remember?
I don't know.
Wasn't it like three or four hours?
Yeah.
We stopped for lunch. On all the movies, they make it seem like it's down the road.
Yeah.
The Griswolds lies.
Next time I'm taking a helicopter.
We'll be so famous long. Enough then. We'll be able to afford it.
Exactly.
We could fly all bus. Over.
We'll have a tour bus.
Oh, that would be great.
Without the other people.
That would be a lot of fun, actually. Although, have a driver and just the three of us in the back just having a good old time.
Can you imagine like sharing a tour bus with Kim? She'd be blowing up that tour bus bathroom.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to. It'd be inusable.
No, exactly.
Ruined. You two have a lot of room to talk.
No.
I'm the most regular one here. Thanks to Pure for Men.
Yeah, you smell bad.
Well, you don't smell like a bed of roses.
Yes, I do.
No,
I'm a delicate
don't.
Rose.
Oh, you're not.
I don't use mine for that.
All right. Shoot. So our next postcard says, every life is a whole universe. And it has a fireman getting a little cat out of a building.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've given a fireman a little cat before.
Oh, my God. And look how pretty that stamp is. It's so cute.
I can't see I it love from here. It. What is it?
Well, Kim, you can't see it if I showed you up here.
No, I can't see it. I don't have the right glasses on to see distance. No.
Sending me and Kim a fireman. You do listen, don't you?
I think it says it's from Ukraine.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
I know. I'm surprised. If it shipped from Ukraine, I'm surprised coming across so many nations. I'm surprised it's in such good shape.
Yeah,
right.
But it says, your support is a piece of peace for us. Thank you. And Brian Finchko, for your kind heart. Well, that was very nice.
Well, thank you.
That gave
Pray
me cold
for
chills.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm glad we could help. That's all that means. That's nice. So nice.
I may cry.
I know. I'm a little teary.
I am too. That is so sweet.
That was very
God bless
sweet.
Him.
That's one of the things that makes me feel helpless when stuff like this happens around the world is what can I do to help? And this is literally making me tear up.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, we found a way to help
really
in
hard
some
not
little
to cry.
Way.
Aww. I'm trying really hard.
Beautiful handwriting.
I'm not joking. Oh, I have tears in my eyes horribly.
You must take calligraphy because this is gorgeous.
I know. The handwriting was so good.
Well, awesome.
Oh, that is so cool.
I'm going to hang that up.
Wait till Emily hears about this one. She's going to be...
Mama got a postcard from Ukraine.
Dang it.
What did you get today?
Okay,
Kim, are
I'm going to... I am, and I stop it.
Oh,
I'm going to change the
Kim's
subject, though.
Crying.
I'm going to change the subject. Oh. So we just got back from Nashville, right?
We did. Yes.
We actually, our Nashville episodes went out, well, to the Patreons today.
Right.
They'll go out next week. But we forgot to talk about one thing that I thought was the coolest thing that happened while we were there.
The cowboy ball.
And I want you to tell the story about the lady that came up and met you.
Oh, yeah. The pink lady, the older, the fabulous, fabulous.
So there we were just sitting at our table. Kim was mean mugging every single person walking by.
The last day.
I can't help. I have RBF.
Mean mugging. And I also did like how people were also like loving how much you were just crocheting.
Oh, everybody commented like, about
although you were mean mugging everyone.
There was one lady that came every day to see how far that I had progressed. Right. And she, the night, I can't remember if it was Saturday. It had to have been Saturday night. She was at the place that we was eating at. It was when we ate chicken fingers and fries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was at that place. After you guys had left, she walked up to me and she says, I'll check back with you tomorrow and see where you're at. But I never did see her. I don't know if maybe we packed up a little too early or... Which we didn't pack up, what, maybe 30 minutes early?
Right.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I'd never seen her, so I don't know what happened to her.
Right.
Well, maybe she'll follow us on maybe. One of our socials.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So anyway, so we were sitting there, and just normal people were just coming up, talking. Well, this lady comes up, and they just start talking and looking at our stuff. And it was just an older lady and a slightly younger lady. And the older lady looks up at our banner, and half of our banner was Mystery Inc. themed. The other half of the banner was Foul Play themed. And the Foul Play theme has the Zodiac symbols on it. And so she recognized the Zodiac symbols and said, oh, I believe that I got away from the Zodiac killer. And so I was like, oh, I'm covering the Zodiac killer on Foul Play. And she's like, oh, and I was like, what's your name? And so she tells me what her name is. And I was like, oh, I remember I've done some research about you. And so she's like, oh, can I get my picture taken with you? She's like, I'll start listening to it. And I was like, yeah, sure. So then she's like, if you give me your email, I'll email you. And I was like, okay, perfect. So it was so sweet. She was such a nice lady.
It would be so cool if she did get in contact with you and you could do a interview with her for Foul Play, since you're in the middle of it anyway.
Right. You know?
Shane's underselling this. He says an older lady, a fabulous older
lady. She was
blonde,
dressed
bare
to the
faucet
hilt.
Hair, pink. She had on heels, like a gorgeous little bag, nails, makeup, like looked like Dolly Parton, like if she were just like a normal person. Fabulous.
Yeah.
I saw her and I was like, oh, I love her. And then she started talking to you and I was like, good, I can stare at her longer.
And I couldn't hear everything she was saying because she was talking to Shane. And I can't remember if I was sitting it by you at that point or if I was sitting at the other
end. You were rubbernecking though. Like,
and I was trying to hear and I heard her say something Zodiac and that's all I could hear. And then after she walked away, I'm like, what did she say? What did she say? You know what she said? And he told me and I was like, are you kidding? What are the odds that somebody that you had researched because of that case would find us at a crime convention and come up and talk to us?
Find them anywhere, it'd be at a crime convention.
That's true. I mean, yeah, that's fair.
The odds aren't that bad.
Yeah.
But for her to, you know, for us to actually be in the middle of that series,
the last
is just crazy.
Few hours we were there too, like it was towards the very end.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I don't remember a lot of the details off the top of my head, but I believe that she was at Lake Berryessa in California, and she came into contact with who she believed was the Zodiac. So I'm probably going to release an episode about her interaction, regardless of if she reaches out to me or not, but. I mean, I feel like I will be able to get in contact with her, and that will be a really good conversation.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. She was really, really nice. Very nice lady.
I was just dumbfounded after she had left. I was like, I just can't believe it.
You got your picture with her, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it on your phone?
Yeah. I had let the lady use my phone, and then she had used her phone as well. She was so short, too. I remember when I stood up, she's like, oh my gosh, you are so tall.
Well, I mean, everybody says that.
Hello.
I know. Well, it's funny too, because we're always sitting down at the tables. And so like when they want their picture, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you were this tall when we were talking at the table.
They like to get in between us. I noticed. Mm-hmm. They're like, let me give it. Oh,
how high? A wall of waters. How
you doing? We did. We found out yesterday that Josh and I are going to get creator badges next year at CrimeCon. Uh-huh. I'm so excited, and I don't know why.
We're moving on that.
I don't know why that excites me so much. I don't know if it's just validation of, you know, what we're doing, or I don't know. Because this year we just had standard badges, right, and Shane had the creator one just because of Foul Play also.
Yeah.
But next year, Josh and I get one too. And I'm like, God, I think it's just a validation thing.
Yeah. Because originally I have been at CrimeCon since the inception of it, since they started in Indianapolis in 2017. And so I've always been a part of CrimeCon as a part of Foul Play. So this year we represented Mystery Inc. and Foul Play, but I kind of just like finangled us in as Mystery Inc. / Foul Play. So then I had to add you guys in as producers, which means we had to get producer badges basically for you guys. So although I had a creator badge, you guys had to have like standard badges.
So basic. This,
yeah. So for next year, I was able to get you guys creator badges as a part of Mystery Inc.
So excited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So excited. I wonder what it's like at the True Crime Paranormal.
You'll have a podcaster badge, I think. Yeah. I can talk him out of it.
I'll punch you right in the nose.
Kim doesn't need one. She just needs a
alone. She's just there for her good looks.
Well, that ain't it.
No, that's it.
No, that ain't it.
It's the bad that ain't looks. It.
Let me try.
Lord.
It was definitely different recording in a hotel than what it is, you know, sitting here in the bunker.
Oh, sounds different.
You know you're used to recording in a hotel. Uh-huh. This is the first time it was audio.
Speaking of Kim, how's Rick doing in your basement?
Yeah, he holding up all right?
Well, I had him come up last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I needed a light bulb changed.
Oh.
So I let him come up to change my light bulb, and then I shoved him back down there with some bread and water.
Did you make him change your salt?
Yeah, that was the first thing I had him do when I put him down there.
Good. For those of you who do not know, sometimes when you live out in the country, you have to have a water softener. And they're always in the basement, so you have to like carry those
50-pound bags.
50-pound bags down the stairs. Yeah.
I had 3 bags just sitting down there waiting for him.
No, that's nice.
I had somebody bring them
down
for me.
Give them something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please, I mean, I let them have Wi-Fi access down there so they can at least listen to us. And
okay. Oh, I'm good. Well, Rick, hope you're doing okay.
Made it back to Okey Smokey, all right?
He's in my basement. I don't know what you're talking about.
Trying to give you an alibi, girl. Cover not for you. I got you. I'm one of those friends. If I get a random call, it's like, yeah, I am calling for so-and-so as a reference. Yep, what do you need? Yep, they were the best employee, worked for 10 years. Amazing. You should hire him today.
Yeah, just warn me before you put me down as a reference.
Yeah.
Or on my answering the phone, first of all, because I don't answer the phone.
You don't answer people. No. Yeah, people you don't know, I don't
My
either.
Phone doesn't work like that, you know.
Just answer it. Text me. Hang up.
Right. Wrong number. Would you quit calling? Click. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Have you guys got caught up on your rest after being so tired?
I'm trying to catch up on mowing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, when you're gone for like a week.
It doesn't look like you have mowed at all unless you've mowed out back.
The back.
How dare you, Kim.
Yeah.
How dare you.
Like, I have 2 acres, and so I mow 1 acre, and then the next day I mow the other acre.
I got it.
But when I'm gone for like more than a week in the springtime, like your yard just grows so fast.
Hayfield.
Yeah. So then it just takes so long.
I had somebody mow mine while I was gone, but my mower was also down because I needed a new battery.
Did they just use scissors? How are they just mowing your yard?
The people that live next to me in my old house, they still mow that yard. Oh. So I just asked them to mow when they mowed.
You're just so little.
Yeah, it takes me 20, 30 minutes at the most to do it.
That must be nice.
I mowed the day after we got back.
Is that when you saw that stupid snake you put on
Patreon?
No,
that was yesterday. I was at my friend's house helping her with a art thing, and
Too bad you can't go over there anymore.
They never see snakes.
Nope.
Never.
Rope.
And she was just telling me, we were walking to the backyard to look at the vegetable garden. And she's like, yeah, and I haven't seen a snake all year. And I was walking straight ahead looking at the garden. And out of the corner of my eye on the ground, I saw something black on the floor. And instantly my eye knew that's not a stick. But it took a few seconds for it to get to my brain, and I was just.
It looked like a decent size one.
It was.
Too.
Yeah. I've not seen a garter snake that big in a long time. It just slithered off.
And yeah, the one that I killed
looked at me
up by my front porch a while back when I was mowing. You know, I had killed two that day. That one was a pretty decent sized one.
I feel like they're getting bigger. I don't like it. We don't have venomous ones.
I feel like they
here,
live underneath my front porch.
Probably.
Until they can get into your house.
Until they can get in my basement, which there is another dead one in my basement.
Well, at least, I mean,
clean
at least,
your damn basement. No, put them kidding. In the work.
At least Rick's down there to
oh, that's true.
Help keep them.
I should tell him that. Rick, if you're listening, don't forget the snake. It's over by the well.
Now, there is a shower down there at least. So he can, you know, keep cleaned up before he comes up and visits
Mama. And I think
Mama.
There's still I'm pretty sure there's still a mirror that hangs down there too.
Mm. Oh, how creepy.
My grandpa used to, because I live in my grandparents' house, my grandpa, when we never had a shower upstairs for many, many years when I was a kid, all we had was a tub. So he would come in from work. He had built a cinder block type shower in the basement. He would come in and go down in the basement with all of his dirty work clothes on, you know, and take a shower and come upstairs.
My coat of many colors my mama made for me. Sorry, that reminded me. Little Laura Ingalls over here.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it hasn't been used for many years, but it's down there.
Hear that, everybody? Kim, don't shower.
No, I have a shower upstairs now.
Sure, Ken.
This is strictly reserved for my men in the basement.
She makes the men give her spit baths.
I think Rick just spit out his coffee.
He's dry heaving.
No kidding.
Oh.
Well,
too much.
If you have a bad sense of smell, you can give...
You are awful. I do shower.
I love you.
Now for these next few episodes, you and Josh have brought mysteries back from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, I've done one.
And Josh has done one.
Is this my episode?
Your Lord producer, only Kim. Knows.
I think this is my episode.
This is Josh's episode.
This one's Josh's?
Oh, good to know. I was sitting here like, whose mystery is?
Yeah, this is Josh's episode.
Mm, okay. No.
But I mean, if you want it to be yours, you can just do yours. It doesn't really matter.
I could have sworn
according
this was mine.
To our Trello board.
Okay.
It All was right. supposed to be Josh's, but it could be yours if you want it to be yours.
No, that's okay. Josh can go.
So who wants to go today?
If this is Josh's episode, he can get to go. I can do the next one. I can sit here and crochet now.
Your little booty hole blanket. Happy Pride, everybody. Kim's made.
It looks so good.
The gayest blanket.
Isn't it pretty?
Not on purpose.
It is pretty. The roses are pretty. Party in the front.
They're not roses. They're tulips.
Tulips.
They're supposed to be tulips.
Honey, I'm gay. You say tulips, I tone out.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, that is funny. Up front, it has two lips, and out the back. You have to put an X rating on that when you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Not intended for anybody under 18.
I'm really kind of hoping that I can rush through this one and get it done before we go to Colorado so that I can start something different when we go to Colorado, only because sitting in the car crocheting with a great big blanket on your lap is hot.
Oh, yeah.
It is not easy. And so when we go to Colorado, if I can hurry up and get this one done, the next one I want to do is actually like a triangle granny square. So they'll just be small ones. And then I'll sew them together after I get them all made. Mm. So it'll make it a lot easier for me not to get hot in the car.
Sure.
The struggle.
Yeah. So.
I know on the way back, you're like, am I having a hot flash? Oh, no, it's this giant, thick crocheted blanket on my lap.
Well, I'll tell you, it's definitely going to be a warm blanket when it's done.
Yeah, it's nice and thick. Hot.
Yeah, it is very thick. And I do really like this yarn. I have never really used this yarn. It's Joann's.
Chanel?
No, it is not Chanel. It's Joann's something twist. I forget the name of it now, but it's the...
It's very soft. Like the,
it is really soft, and I like it.
It's very premium.
It works really well.
That's the back of it. Don't they look so familiar?
Well, that's how you make them.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, you stick your finger in it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You do 5 stitches, and then you take the needle out and put it in the other side and pull it through, and then stick your finger in it to make the hole.
So you've stuck your finger in every single one of those. Mm-hmm. Once again, happy Pride, everybody. Well, my mystery.
Yeah, my finger's been in all the buttholes.
You and me both. No, I don't do that.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with 2 young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, Nashville is known for its music history, but there's a lesser-known, darker side to the city. While we usually think of cryptids and creatures in the wild, they sometimes show up in big cities, causing chaos and adding to the local folklore. This happened in Nashville back in the 1880s when a creature, it's a funny name, called the Willapus Wallapus scared some locals.
Willapus Wallapus?
All I'm calling your whisker biscuit from now on is the Willapus Wallapus. Reminds me of the walloping willow from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I picture you.
You can't come in here.
There's a tunnel and take you to a haunted house. It was first mentioned in the Tennessean in a story titled The Mysterious Monster. In it, it visits the stable of an Edenfield resident and is dated from March 8, 1884, when a man found a big hole dug under the door of his carriage house with white hair stuck to the bottom of the door. The story then goes on to speak of a man named Moses Priest, who was a lawyer, who scared off the Willipus Wallopus from the 18th district. Priest and his buddy set a trap for the creature, but it did get away. He described the animal's footprint as having toes like a baby's and a square foot about 3.5 inches long and 3 inches wide. Toes like a baby.
Baby toes are cute.
Not on something big. Imagine baby toe on chain.
That would be really weird.
Terrifying. In another story called The Mysterious Monster, Mr. Chadwell does battle with the beast and a man named Doc Ambrose cuts off his tail. This is said to have happened Friday, March 21st, 1884, and it was reported that the Willipus Wallopus bit off a dog's nose. The creature was then described with each story, more is added to its appearance. But the man said it was between the size of a bear and a bull and having no tail to speak of, which would make sense because the first guy cut it off. Said that he hung it in his tool shed with a little sign, Willipus Wallopus. Got a little tail.
Okay.
I guess I do have animal tails hanging in my room, but I bought them at RenCon. Sorry, PETA. They were fuzzy, and I thought they were fake at first. Till I got home, and I was like, that's a bone in there. In September 1884, a strange animal messed with Milan, Tennessee, and the local paper wondered if the Nashville Willipus Wallopus had come down. In October 1887, the Daily Tobacco Leaf Chronicle published a story titled A Ferocious Animal, Ingram's Willipus Wallopus and the Rossview Neighborhood, and it involved a bunch of dead dogs and mules that were all killed by some mysterious animal. Then, in February 1911, another mysterious animal believed to be the Willipus Wallopus briefly terrorized Paris, Tennessee, which I didn't know was a real town. And the Tennessean was pretty sure it was either a gorilla or the Willipus Wallopus. A few years later, in 1919, the Chattanooga News reported that Knoxville was being excited by a strange beast. So I'm going to put on my Dayton profile, want to be excited by a strange beast, which was killing dogs and drinking their blood. Not that part, though. After that, the trail does go dry, and we don't know what Moses Priest and Doc Ambrose were fighting or if it was the same thing that was causing trouble in all the other cities. However, it does seem like we have a few real clues. There was something that did fight and killed all those other dogs and the mules, tore up a garage, and the creature did have soft white fur and a black tail that was eventually cut off and could dig holes. So there was some type of odd, mysterious creature, but over the years, and thanks to local folklore and a little bit of hysteria probably, it's turned into the legend of the Willipus Wallopus, which is now...
That is such a funny name.
I know. Well, it's originally, that's what they called large road machinery back in the area of the day, and they kind of just slapped the name, something big, scary, and, you know, tear stuff up. Let's name the critter that, Willipus Wallopus. And now that's what your new nickname is.
I'm never going to hear the end of that name now.
What your pud's called
Willipus Wallopus.
That's what our grandma used to call it.
The pud.
She must have something up her pud. Lord.
That must be why I can't eat pudding. I just can't do it.
Pudding.
And I would say that I like pudding, but then that would kind of stick my foot in my mouth.
Cam, so. Stick your finger in it.
Stick your finger in your pud. Listen, Bill, calm down, Bill Cosby. That took her a second. That was real time there, that reaction. We'll time it.
Yes, that took me a second. But you are horrible. You are horrible.
Yeah, I was probably a late teenager till I clicked. I was like, oh, pud wipe. That means vagina wipe. Grandma, she would say that to, I don't think she ever called us that, but like people she didn't, you know, love as much, she'd be like, they're being a pud wipe. What's that mean?
I'm going to change Kim's name of my phone to pud wipe.
Pud wipe.
Why can you I pud see wipe. You doing that?
I'm going to change it to Willipus Wallopus. You see, watch as soon as we get done.
And here, I'm nice to you. I just
I love it. I don't think it's a bad name. It's hilarious. Willipus Wallipus.
It is funny.
Willipus Wallipus.
It is funny.
Well, that's my friend Willow.
Willipus.
Willow. Willow. We'll just call her Willow.
No, it's Southern. You got to say Willa.
Willa.
We don't pronounce the whole word. Willa. I'll do my bless your heart.
Go right ahead.
This one is my divorce bless your heart. Well, Gabrielle Stone was 33, and she was married to her husband for 2 years before she caught him cheating in 2017 with someone who was 10 years younger.
Sure.
Now, I originally saw this, the lady herself had posted like a TikTok video, that one where some girl's like, I don't really like store-bought pesto. And she's like, well, listen to this. If, you know, screw your pesto. This is crazy. And apparently her ex-husband, like, you know, of course, was secretly dating this much younger woman who was like barely in her 20s. I think she might have been 19. And he made up a fake work trip and actually went on vacation with this young child girl and her family. Gave the girl a fake name and everything. And the wife, you know, of course she found out. Like, how are you not going to find out your husband's on vacation with another woman?
Right. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to post a picture.
Yeah. And that's what I believe it was, a picture that someone posted. And they're like, ain't that your husband? You look familiar. So she got a divorce from him. And then she moved on not long after the divorce. And apparently the new man she was with, she had a 2-month whirlwind romance, and they started to plan an Italy trip. And as they were about to leave for the airport to go to Italy, that man dumped her. So she, you know, faced with, do I go or do I stay? She ended up going and was inspired to write 2 different books, which are now bestsellers.
Wow.
The first one is called Eat, Pray, #FML. And the other one, I'm like, I'm going to add that on my Spotify. Mm-hmm. The other one is called The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. And I believe in one of them, she does write about her ex-husband who cheated on her with a much younger woman and kind of made him the villain of the story. And in it, she used the fake name he gave the girl he was
cheating. Oh, that's real good.
I'm like, yes, queen. That's how you get some good revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gabrielle, bless your heart, and anybody else who's going through a divorce, bless your heart. You don't need them anyway.
Been there, done that. It is rough in the beginning, and I can remember texting him and begging him to come home. Thank God he didn't, because I'm so much better without him.
Mm-hmm. I am way too prideful to ever beg a man to do anything.
I was at a very, very low point.
Oh, no, I understood. I just...
Very low.
Oh, no, I get that. I think that's what my dead ex was hoping. I'd eventually, like, beg him to come back. And I'm like, he must not know me. Because I wouldn't beg anybody for nothing. I'd rather die.
The girls were going... From the beginning, we told them, you know, wherever you want to go, however long you want to be there. We never really had a set schedule on how they went. They would go stay a couple days with him and go stay a couple days with me. Well, that got to be too much for him.
The girls or your ex?
The girls. Oh, okay. 'Cause they were moving all the time. So they decided that they were going to stay a week with him and a week with me. So that's what they started to do. And the very first week they were gone, I lost it because... I mean, they're my kids. They've been with me from day one, you know, and here they are. I don't even remember how old they were now. Em was like 9 and Amber was like 14 or 15. And I'm sitting in this house alone. It was so quiet. And I'm like, I just can't take it no more. I can't take it no more.
Oh, my God.
And
I would have loved to take a bubble bath.
And I sent him a text. I said, I can't do this. Just come back home. And he never replied. And... He never did.
What a dick. At least, you know, hey.
Oh,
let's,
I knew he wouldn't reply.
Do you need to talk? Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not, nope. That's not going to happen. But if, you know, I can't believe just not responding to a text like that. A woman.
He never did.
An ex, yes, but not the mother of your children. Like, you know, I believe when people get a split up who do have children, from then your only thought process really should be like, how do we co-parent in a healthy way from now on? You know, it's not these kids' fault. Let's be good parents, but separately.
I mean, there was a lot of things that happened to, but I didn't want to speak to him at all. And I was really, which he done the exact same thing. We kind of, you know, the kid, we'd tell the kids, tell your dad this or tell your dad that. Because if I would text him and tell him something, he would never respond. So
and then act like he didn't see it.
Yeah. And it would just piss me off to no end. And I'm like, I'm not contacting you because I want to contact you. I'm contacting you because I need something for the children.
Right.
Or there is a specific reason why I'm contacting you. And he would never even respond. And it just made me so mad. So mad. And it was that way for a really long time. And Emily still talks about how her and Amber resented that, that we had done it that way. And I always apologize. I mean, now, I mean, would I take him back? Hell no. Am I over it? I mean, there's one aspect to the whole thing that I can't get past. But for the most part, I know I'm a lot better without him.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's lucky you didn't know Shane when you got divorced.
Oh, yeah. Shane would have killed him. Shane would have killed him.
And messed with him, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he would have taken your phone. Listen, you son of a...
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it was... I'll never get past the one aspect. But for the most part, I mean, even when we were in Nashville... We were married for almost 23 years, and we had gone to that cemetery and seen all those really cool people, right?
Yeah.
His dad's favorite singer was George Jones. So I mulled it over my head. Do I want to send him these pictures of George Jones? Because I knew he loved him. Yeah, they told me no, and I did it anyway. And I thought, I'm just
going to... Because she don't listen.
I'm going to be the bigger person. Yeah, I'm going to be the bigger person in because I know how much he loves George Jones.
Right.
And... I sent him to him, and he, to my shock, he did reply, and he thanked me for them, and he said that, you know, he was my dad's favorite, and I've always loved him, and I'm like...
We were married 20-plus years, I know.
Exactly. I was like, I know, dork. That's why I'm sending him to you. So I'm sure that pissed him off that I called him a dork, but...
He probably giggled. Men like that stuff. Like when you call them names a little.
I don't... Not him.
My favorite's like, oh, you boy, you stupid. You stupid. You goofy.
But I was the bigger person, and I mean, every once in a great while. And the only time that I really do it is if I know it's something that he's always wanted to see, or if it's something involved with his family or something like that. And if it's people that we were always good friends with when we were married that has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always say, hey, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but so-and-so passed away. And that's really the only time I talk to him.
On the unmasked, you have to remind me, Josh, because Kim's not going to remember this. I have a juicy story from when Kim and I used to work in hell when someone cheated on somebody.
Ooh.
And it showed up at our work.
Oh.
It is so juicy, but I'll share it on unmasked. It was so funny when
that
happened.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Well, I'll even disclose on Unmasked the one aspect that I can't get past.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do it on the regular
show.
I'll
see you there.
My favorite part about when couples break up. Have you noticed the trend on Facebook when a couple breaks up? Their profile picture will be, you know, them all together. Them with their children or them as a couple. And then when they break up, it's... The girl always posts like, oh, look at my prettiest picture I have. And the guy always takes a, it's him with the kids. Look, me and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good dad. First time participating in actual parenting. Mm-hmm. I'm just generalizing.
Well, podcasters now, you'll start noticing like when they start breaking up with their people in their relationship, they'll start interviewing people. This is so funny. They'll start interviewing people who are like specialists in certain fields, and they'll start asking questions like, how do you recognize when you're in a toxic relationship?
What are the signs of a narcissist?
Yeah. When do you recognize when you're being gaslit? Like right after they've been through a breakup, mm-hmm. and you're just like, come on, yeah. would you stop it?
Go to therapy on your own
time. No kidding. Better help.
Right.
Talk space. Come on.
Journal, for Christ's sakes. No we don't kidding. Care. Of course, that's we talk funny. About
get
coffee.
Off the pod. Yeah, that's
get
how I feel.
Piss or get off the pot, as grandma would say.
No kidding. All right, Josh, what else you got for us?
Well, just my closing. My closing.
Your closing.
My closing.
Yeah, you got clothes on.
Do I? Oh. Well, don't forget to mark your calendars for July 12th through the 14th because we will be at the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival in Denver, Colorado.
I'm so excited.
Where is at a convention?
At a Marriott.
A Marriott? Yeah. Going to Marriott?
Mm-hmm. It's at a Holiday Inn. No, it's at a Days Inn.
It's under the bypass right there by the airport.
it's at a hotel with a number.
Mia? I'm going to
a motel.
Crime Con. Now I'm
Motel 8, Motel 6. No, what is that?
I don't know.
Kim, you know all the motels with numbers.
It's Super 8 and Motel 6.
See, I told you she knows all the motels with numbers.
Simply the best.
Yeah, after going to Nashville,
simply the cheapest.
Now I'm super excited to go to the other one. And then we're going to have to wait a whole freaking year before we go to another one.
I know, but I'm going to the Crime Cruise.
I know.
In November.
You have a great time.
I will. It's going to be so fun.
You enjoy that cruise and send us pictures. I like seeing pictures from cruises. It looks...
You know what's funny, Josh? You're so against them, but I feel like the moment you did one, you'd be like, I'm doing this all the time. Because the moment you step on the boat, you don't have to do anything. Everything is done for you. It's like all inclusive. And you can't tell that you're... Like, there's nothing that you have to do. Mm-mm. Everything's done for you.
I'm not touching the buffet. I'm not getting in the water.
You don't have to go to the buffet.
They have restaurants.
I feel like I would be so overwhelmed. I'd spend the whole time in the room away from people, and I'm not spending that much money to, like,
which is fine. You can
coop myself up in a room.
You can have a room with a balcony. I mean, I had a balcony room, and
balcony
I just
rooms are gorgeous.
Listened to a book, and I had the perfect time in a lounge chair.
I would do, like, have you seen the World Cruise, where, like, the people actually live, like, it's, you know, people there you're accustomed to seeing?
Well, there are people that live on regular cruise ships. The rooms are nice. Yeah, you have to get off at the same time everybody else gets off so they can get everything cleaned or whatever, but then they just get right back on. And
I've heard of elderly, like retired.
Yeah,
like it's
retired
cheaper
people.
Than a nursing home.
Yeah, exactly. I could see myself doing that.
Yeah, they have the buffet, but they also have like the fancy dining room so that you can go.
Yeah, you can eat, go
and
to
those it. Are included. So you can do that or you can do the buffet. But they also have like actual restaurants on the ships that you can go to instead of the buffet. So you can do that as well.
Kind of like the Gaylord at sea.
It is, I mean, it's just like the Gaylord at sea.
But just not all the vegetation. It's all water.
And they also have, you know, theater and shows, comedians, and all those things that you can go to for entertainment.
I always wanted to go on a cruise. And when we went on that one last time, I'm like, this cannot be my last one.
I absolutely loved it.
The only problem I had on it, I knew I wasn't going to get seasick because I'd been on a smaller, smaller boat off the coast of Florida down in the Keys, and it was really choppy, and I watched everybody else puking overboard and I didn't get sick, so I knew I wasn't going to get sick on it. The only problem that I had is when you get off of them, your body gets acclimated to the subtle movement.
Oh yeah.
And you feel like you're still moving. So I was walking around, you know, like this the whole for about a day and a half afterwards because I felt like I was still on that little bit of a ride, you know, and so it kind of make you feel a little dizzy and just a little off. And so it took me about a day and a half. But after that, I was completely fine. I loved every minute of it. It was such a good time.
I'm just not a boat person. Well, there was our last stepfather had that boat. We always would help him fix that never got fixed.
Yeah, but that's completely different.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that was my first taste. But I've never gone on a boat. And when I got off, thought, I'm glad I did that. I'm not sunburned, sore, and was just bored out of my mind on a boat.
The ships are completely different than those little things.
I think you would really enjoy it if you could get past the anxiety.
Never know.
Yeah.
I just, Walmart on the water. No, thank you.
Walmart on the water.
Nope. Well, don't miss out for the True Crime Podcast Festival. Go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com and use code MYSTERY15 at checkout to save 15% off your tickets. And come see us. And thank you to everybody who came to see us at Crime Con. Mm-hmm. That was a blast.
Hopefully we'll see a bunch of people in Denver, too.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun meeting our fans.
Yeah. if my eyes are real squinty and I look real calm, just, we're in Denver, don't judge. And we want to give a big shout out to our amazing patrons. Hi, hello, and howdy to Aaron, Gina, and Jennifer. I don't ever use last names because I'm used to working in a nursing home where, like, you can't give out all the information. Yeah. HIPAA. Is their podcast HIPAA? And thank you for all your support on Patreon. Everyone who listens to us, y'all are the best. And we couldn't do this without you. And we hope you all are enjoying our podcast and look forward to more in the future. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or join us on Patreon. And you can listen to our bonus episodes of Unmasked that we do right after Kim and I go potty, which she probably has to do based on that tear in her eye.
Yeah, I'm not going to say yes because I know I'll never hear the end of it.
And come join us on Facebook at Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole. And check out our website, itsmysteryinc.com, and you can get our shirts, our cups, we've got tumblers, coffee cups, little dicks, crystal necklaces, Kim's panties. We got anything else on there yet?
Oh,
I can't remember. Or if you have any ideas for mysteries, positive news, foolish criminals, or something that made you say shit fire that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you all for joining us.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.